Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state suspects community spread of the coronavirus is happening in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that the Department of Health and Social Services listed 10 new confirmed cases yesterday, 7 in Anchorage, 2 in the Mat-Su, and 1 in Juneau, bringing the statewide total to 32. The agency says all but one of the cases are not known to be travel-related. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says at least 2 of the new Anchorage cases have no clearly identified contact with a confirmed case, indicating that community transmission appears to be occurring in the Anchorage area. A DHSS release says all cases were adults who are isolated at home and their close contacts have been asked to self-quarantine for 14 days. The Alaska Senate is scheduled to debate the budget today. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the spending plan, which includes a $1,000 permanent fund dividend payout next fall, was passed by the Senate Finance Committee over the weekend. The committee rejected a proposal that would have paid out another emergency $1,000 dividend in June to help workers and businesses affected by COVID-19. It's not clear if lawmakers will approve more funding for coronavirus relief. Nonpartisan legislative budget analysts project that if the legislature were to combine a $1,000 dividend with $300 million more in COVID-19 spending, the state would have to make an unplanned draw from the permanent fund earnings reserve for the first time. The University of Alaska system is back to class today, but mostly off campus and online. That's a problem for students in some communities where the internet is poor or non-existent. But as KUAC's Robin reports, they're getting help from some of Alaska's largest internet providers.
On Friday, students and staff were emailed an update on what's being called the virtual spring semester. While some classes have been remotely delivered for years, this big shift from face-to-face classrooms requires all students to have a computer and internet access. Some Alaska towns and villages don't have high-speed internet, and some students who had budgeted using on-campus networks suddenly have to pay for their own. Heather Kavanaugh of Alaska Communications, known commonly as ACS, says they will give free internet service to university employees and students who don't have it through the end of the school year.
We understand that right now being connected is more important than ever. We want to make it very easy for them to not worry about the financial impact because we know there are already so many other financial impacts happening in people's lives.
Much of the Alaska Range and Mat-Su communities get internet from the Alaska-owned cooperative MTA. Jessica Gilbert of MTA says they're partnering with all K-12 schools as well as the university to upgrade speeds and data for their customers through the end of the year.
Regardless of their financial situation, that they are on the most capable speeds and unlimited data that can be provided at their home and keep their bill exactly the same as it was before. We got to take care of our learners and our educators.
Gilbert says over the weekend, they've had many families apply for the extra service.
For those that are maybe on more of a fixed income that have never had the opportunity to experience unlimited, but now they have all of their students in the home all at the same time. So we're hoping that we can really ease some of that burden.
GCI is offering university students free upgrades to the next level if they are current customers and a free month to try GCI if they are not. The university system doesn't know how well online classes will work for all students and is still working on improving connectivity as the semester resumes. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Beginning today, many travelers coming to Juneau will be mandated to self-quarantine for 14 days. KTOO reports that the Juneau Assembly passed the public health mandate during a special meeting yesterday. The quarantine order applies to travelers coming from outside Alaska, as well as people arriving from communities within the state which have known COVID-19 cases. The Juneau Assembly's quarantine order does not apply to people in critical sectors, including government, healthcare, transportation, logistics, fishing, mining, and other industries. On Friday, state health officials strongly advised all Alaskans to stop non-essential travel and urged those out of state to return home. The Juneau travel quarantine restrictions will remain in place until April 16th. Many government employees are working from home, but so far, not the military. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, almost all of Alaska's 5,000 military employees must still show up at their workplaces.
John Pinnell is a spokesperson for U.S. Army Alaska.
I mean, we have plans in place for teleworking, but at this point, that's one of the things that we're holding in reserve.
USARAC is the largest Alaska-based Army command, and it's headquartered at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, along with the Alaskan Command, the state's largest Air Force organization. Spokespersons for the Alaskan Command and a higher headquarters say the Air Force also has only a few military and civilian personnel working from home right now. And Pinnell says it's not easy for the military to enable more employees to work from home.
Right now, our main focus is to ensure the continuing safety and health of our soldiers, their families, and our civilian workforce, while at the same time staying ready to respond to any situation that the nation requires.
But he says the Army will adapt its operations as needed, including, if necessary, allowing more personnel to work from home.
We are continuing to monitor the situation, not only here in Alaska, but nationwide and worldwide. And as things develop, we're prepared to adapt.
Air Force spokespersons said in emails last week that the Alaskan Command is making bandwidth available to personnel who are working from home, and it's reviewing plans to ensure, quote, connectivity and capability are maintained if teleworking is more broadly implemented. An Air Force contractor employee at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson says she wishes that would happen so she could telework.
I can't work from home. It's going to be a problem for the company. It's a lot of stuff that they need to set up. We just don't have like our own laptops and stuff like that.
Patricia Ryan works for a contractor that arranges official travel for J-Bear's military and civilians. And she says besides the technical limitations, she can't do her job over the phone or online because much of it requires FaceTime with customers.
We need to see them in person and see their orders. So it's not something that we can really just say, okay, we will book it on the phone because we can't do that.
But Ryan said in an interview last week that some aspects of her job had already changed because of concerns over the spread of coronavirus. Those include scrambling to cancel or rescheduled customers' reservations in response to the military's ban on almost all travel for at least the next few weeks.
So right now they can't leave until like May. So even if they have to report to their new duty station, they can't do that.
Ryan says because of that, business slowed down late last week, and she says she and her coworkers now have something else to worry about besides the coronavirus, and that is getting laid off. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.